Drive time is 12:50 right now, 10 before 1 for you human beings. Oh, we got to go a 70s thing here? All right, once in a while. 66, I'll let you do it. WNBC. Now the question, a record pick question. We're still trying to get an answer to it. This is a dandy one. Alan Freed coined the term rock and roll. I guess it's common knowledge. But who coined the term rhythm and blues and country and western? The same gentleman. That's all I can tell you for now. WNBC. Call me up now at 212-247-8666. I'll make you a record pig from 66 WNBC. Sweet looking, 3 degrees, and when will I see yours again at WNBC? Non-stop music time, 7 to front of 1. A lot of bump chingers are back. How about that? WNBC strikes gold. Why don't you sing the next group for us, please? Please. All right, ready? 1, 2, 3.
The Animal!
Good. I kind of like that. On WNBC, we got to get out of this place. God, Joey Reynolds was here today. I think I'd better.
In this studio part of the city, you know it too.
I'll sing your thing. Yes, indeed. I have an innie, as a matter of fact.
66 WNBC.
Of course, I'm the king of the inset. On WNBC, I do believe it's Ann Taylor tonight in the NBC Radio Network newsroom.
The young rascals.
I may be wrong. It could be even Don Alexander. He's off the respirator again. That's good. WNBC.
From 66 WNBC, New York.
Hoping against hope, the search continues in Brownsville, Texas, for any survivors from a department store collapse. At least 8 people are known dead and over 40 others injured. Reporter Bill Young says it's going to take a while to clear all the rubble away.
There are hundreds of people working in shifts. There are volunteers, fire departments from other cities in South Texas on the scene. They're working real hard, but even so, it's still going to take quite a while to get this rubble, this immense compacted concrete and twisted steel and pillows and sheets and merchandise just compacted in there.
And Young reports that there are a number of people tonight watching the rescue efforts.
There is a large crowd of people at the scene and around the temporary morgue, which has been set up about 3 blocks away. There is a large crowd of people, and they are, of course, anxious to know who is in fact dead.
The collapse occurred during a torrential rainfall, and while the official reason for the building collapse has not been announced, it's thought the rain could have played a part. Rescue efforts in the North Sea are expected to resume shortly after being suspended for the night. The death toll in the explosion of an offshore oil rig may go over 160, the worst possibly ever. You're listening to NBC Radio Network News.
I'm Patrick O'Neill. I've been telling you about Therapeutic Mineral Ice, the cool blue gel that gives so much relief and pain. But let me caution you, there are mineral ice imitators. They try to look like mineral ice. They try to fool you. But the mineral ice formula has never been duplicated. For the minor pains of arthritis, backache, and sports injuries, you deserve the real thing.
Right. For minor foot pain, sports injuries, hot, tired, aching feet, get Foot Medic, a small miracle for foot pain.
Foot Medic, for the agony of defeat.
I'm glad America said that.
The drought continues and hot weather records continue to be broken. One official is predicting that if the rains stay away, plants will have to close along 3 rivers in Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. In Washington, Becky Bailey reports the agriculture secretary and a government task force is promising legislation to help drought-stricken farmers.
One of the key aspects of the legislation will be an agreement with Agriculture Secretary Ling not to force farmers to repay government subsidies because the drought has forced prices higher.
I think it would be very difficult to collect advanced deficiency payments from farmers that have no income.
The legislation, estimated to cost $17 billion in funds already allocated the Agriculture Department, is expected to be introduced next week. Becky Bailey, NBC Radio Network News, Washington.
The stock market moves down as the Dow Jones Industrials close down over 7 points in only moderate trading. This is the NBC Radio Network.
NBC, that time machine.
Music time.
Time, 9 after 1. Little Peggy Mark. You ought to see her now. She's got a kid old enough to be the same age as she was when, you know, as a boy. Little Peggy Mark at WNBC.
Music authority.
I am the authority.
All right, somebody on the hotline of hits or the hitline of hots. Who's this?
Hi, yes, Dominic Hurtado from Brooklyn.
Hi, Dominic.
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
What can I do for you?
I would like to enact the night by Bobby Darin.
You got it.
Okay.
Biggest hit, 59. Your favorite nighttime station, Dom.
That's 66 WNBC.
The shark bait has such teeth, dear.
Music you grew up with plays here, the Time Machine on 66
WNBC. To see what your life can truly be.
No.
Shining star for you to see what your life can truly be. You'll find the fun.
What to do?
Radiates around 66
yes.
WNBC.
As the king of fun back on the airwaves.
This is the piggy that speaks with a grunt.
Big J.
Truly the Sultan of Swine, the ultimate record pig. On the radio, guess you may bow now. Yes, please. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, pigs. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Record pig.
You know, this question here could, just could, last all night. Maybe into tomorrow. It's one of those that you either know or you don't. And I kind of thought it was going to be an easy one again, but you're proving me wrong, pigs. Alan Freed coined the term rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Now, who coined the term... Actually, let me make it... Yeah, who coined the term rhythm and blues? And, while we're at it, country and western. 212-247-8666. Prize package going out to somebody that wins. Who's this?
Andrea.
Hi, Andrea. Where are you calling from this evening?
Brooklyn, New York.
Okay. Speak up for me, please.
How's this?
Good.
All right.
Well, your answer, please.
Well, for the rhythm and blues, the only one that comes to my mind is Jerry Wexler at Atlantic Records.
Nope.
Okay.
What about country and western?
I have no idea.
Okay. WNBC. Hi, good evening. Who's this?
I'm AJ. It's Nick from Little Neck or Queens, whichever you prefer.
I don't care. Either way.
Queens, I'll take.
Good.
Okay, is it Chuck Berry?
No, Chuck Berry.
Oh, because he wrote a roll over Beethoven, and that's in the lyrics.
What's in the lyrics?
Rhythm and blues.
But there's a lot of songs that say rhythm and blues in it.
I know, but that was one.
Hey, Nick, do me a favor.
Stupid guess.
Go to sleep.
Okay, good night.
WNBC, who are you?
James.
Yeah, where are you from?
From the Bronx.
The where?
Bronx.
I thought you said the Conks.
No, the Bronx.
Oh, man. Yeah, didn't it sound like that to you?
Yeah.
It did to me.
Wow, the Bronx is a good place to live in.
I'm sure it is. Well?
Yeah, was it Murray the K?
No. Nope. Good try, though.
Okay.
WNBC, who's this?
Jay, Brian from Staten Island.
Hey, Brian, you gonna do it again tonight, huh?
Well, if need be, Jay, if need be.
Call me Big. Call me Big.
Okay. Hey, Big.
Jay.
Jay. You rather me call you Jay?
Call me Big Jay!
All right, Big Jay. Is the answer Jerry Lee Lewis?
No.
All right, man. Thank you.
WNBC, who are you?
This is Jim from Flushing.
Okay, Jim.
Taking a shot on this one. Sam Phillips from Sun Records.
No, but you're on the right track at least, okay? You're in the right era, I would assume. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
And somebody just said Jerry Lee Lewis, too. Good deduction. WNBC, who's this?
Hey, it's Brian.
All right. How'd you get through again?
I just hung up and dialed again.
Oh, okay.
Was it the man from Macon, Georgia, Little Richard?
No, it wasn't. Now, you see, now, I can tell you this. I don't want this to be an all-nighter, okay?
Well, yeah, but I kind of do.
You do?
All
right, then I'm not going to give you any clues then. Good night.
Good night.
Gonna turn in me!